Swim along and play hogs by Mr. Cal Stewart. Well, I don't suppose there ever was a fella had as much trouble raising hogs as Jim Lawson had. Jim had a lot of hogs, and it just seemed like they kept right on getting thinner and thinner. Why, them hogs got so darn thin, they could drink slop out of a jug. And didn't matter how much Jim kept feeding them, they kept getting thinner all the time. And every once in a while, one of them would die. And Jim, he couldn't just exactly find out what was the matter of them. And neighbors would come over and lean over the fence and look at Jim's hogs and give him advice. But that didn't help the hogs any. They kept right on a-dying. Well, one day Jim come over to the grocery store and he said, "Boys, I found out what's the matter with them hogs." And we all said, "What is it, Jim?" Well, he said, "I'll tell you. Know that there barnyard of mine, the hogs run around there and the ground's pretty soft and mud gets onto their tails and then they get some more mud on and they get so darn much mud on their tail it draws their skin so tight, can't shut their eyes and them hogs are just dying for the want of sleep." Well, Jimmy finally got him fattened, got all ready for market, and he concluded he wouldn't pay the railroad for hauling them. He'd drive them to Concord. Well, he started out, got put near there, met a feller. He said, "Well, where are you going, Jim?" Says, "Going to Concord with my hogs." He said, "Why, there ain't no market for hogs up in Concord. Everybody sold their hogs up there, got more hogs than they want. Market's way down in Concord, but it's up in Manchester." Jim says, "Turn around, boys. Let's go back to Manchester." He got put near to Manchester, and a fella met him. He said, "Jim, where are you going?" Says, "Going down to Manchester with my hogs." He said, "Why, Jim, you darn fool, don't you know there ain't no market for hogs in Manchester? Market's away down in Manchester, but it's up in Concord. Ought to take him to Concord." Well, Jim says, "Turn around, boys." And they started back for Concord, and before they got halfway there, them hogs was wore out, and Jim had to sell them to a farmer for putting near nothing. Short time after that, somebody said, "Jim, didn't do very well with your hogs this year, did you?" Jim says, "I don't know. That's told to how you look at it. I never caught up to the market, but I had the society of them hogs for 3 weeks."